You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for the light is coming, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It's our prayer that this scripture will be made manifest more than ever before in our lives this February, and that through good works, the Lord's light will shine through us for others to see and give glory to our Father in heaven. Today is Glorious Friday, and our prayer is centered on transformed for good works. Transformed for good works. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all, with open face, beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. And reflecting upon 2 Corinthians 3, 18, we see that as we behold God's glory, we are transformed and begin to live out good works naturally. Good works is supposed to be second nature to the believer, something you don't think about. It's natural. It's actually supposed to be first nature, if there's any expression like that, but to make us understand that good works must not be separated from the believer. Every believer, and us we being music ministers or servants in God's vineyard, we must be a hub of good works. We must be vessels of good works. Good works must just flow out of us. Have you ever thought to yourself on a day that, okay, from this day forward, I'm going to make it a goal that every day I'll be a blessing to someone? Sometimes we find ourselves in a position of always receiving from others, expecting from others, expecting that someone would do this for me, do that for me. But how many times would we sit down to ask ourselves that? For no reward, no strings attached, would I be able to, on daily basis, be a reflection of God's glory through good works, where every single day I am doing something that will be a blessing to others, not for anything I'll get in return, but for the sake of doing good to others. So, when we look into God's word and we reflect upon God's word, the nature of Christ is made manifest in us. The more we look into scripture, the more we are transformed, because you become what you admire or what you read or what you feel yourself with. Not even what you always admire, because you can admire and never take steps. Oh, it's nice, but never really engage with it. But the things we keep looking at, we become them. We start imagining or processing them mentally, what we keep looking at. So if we keep looking at architectural buildings, loving them, admiring them, and keep looking at them, that, I mean, very soon we'll start processing everything from an architectural point of view. When you are told 1 + 1, you just immediately imagine adding one building to another building to have 2 buildings. So your answer to in your mind are 2 buildings. Likewise, when you look into God's word constantly, everything you process starts coming from a scriptural background. The moment you hear 1 + 1 in your mind, according to God's word, 1 + 1, when it comes to marriage, is 1. You see? But if you're never looking into God's word, and of course, God's word will make us understand that 2 are better than 1. So 1 + 1 will definitely give you 2. But the point is that you start looking at things from different perspectives or relation to the word of God. But when you are void of God's word, there's never a time you're going to imagine that can 1 + 1 really be 1? But according to God's word, even 3 together can be 1. God in 3 persons, the Trinity as 1. 1 + 1 + 1, 1. It's equal to 1. So this is what I'm saying, that the more we look into God's word and we reflect upon God's word, the more the nature of Christ is formed in us. It's about what we are doing the more than what we are not to do. The more you reflect on what you are to do, the more it disengages you from what you are not to do. That is why scripture says that meditating upon the word day in and day out, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 and Psalm 1, we meditate upon the word day and night constantly. Why? That God's will be formed in us. The Lord help us that as we share this word and reflect upon this word, the grace of God by God through his Holy Spirit be made available, that we be equipped so that we can experience transformation in Jesus' mighty name. Now, our first prayer topic is, we are praying, Father in heaven, work in me the desire and ability to do what pleases you in Jesus' name. And it comes from Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, for it is God which worketh in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, without God we cannot even have the will to do his good pleasure. Lift up your voice and begin to pray as you look at this prayer splashed on your screen in the name of Jesus.
Heaven, work in me the desire to do what pleases you.
Our second prayer, we are praying that Father in heaven, let my daily walk in the Spirit manifest as good works. And it's from Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we are praying that our daily walk in the Holy Spirit will manifest as good works in the name of Jesus. Not Amen. Only in tongue speaking,
in the Lord Jesus,
but in good works all around. Let's lift up our voice and begin to pray. Marketplace, good works. Good works everywhere we are, Lord. By your Holy Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for transformation in Jesus' name. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. We are praying, Father in heaven, teach us to walk as true children of light in every environment in the name of Jesus. By your Holy Spirit, teach us to walk. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Teach me to walk as a true child of the kingdom of God.
Teach us to walk, Lord Jesus. You said, Lord, may your Holy Spirit, Lord, guide us into all truth. Teach us, Lord, to walk in the name of Jesus. Every environment in which we are, we Lord, in every environment in which we find ourselves, Lord, teach us to, Lord, walk as children of light in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us the ways. The ways to walk, Lord, as children of light. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. There's no other way. Please don't be deceived by hearing people say there are many ways to the Creator. There are many ways to the Father. He has his prescribed way. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for us. He was buried. He was crucified, buried, and on the third day, he rose up again, having the authority over death and the grave, all in his hands. So today, if you give your life to Christ Jesus, you are promised life not only here on earth, but even after the earth. You are promised eternal life with our Father in heaven. So please, just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today, a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord, for I repent of each and every one of them. I turn away from my sins and I turn to you, the living Word. The Creator of heaven and earth, have mercy upon me and fill me with your Holy Spirit that by the leading of your spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we are grateful for what you've done. Thank you for the transformation. So we say, take all the praise in Jesus' name. Being part of today's session, our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. as you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.